Talk a little women's hoops. Took care of business to the north. Wrapped yesterday in Pullman. Beat the Cougs by 11. Three-way tie atop the conference. Ninth in the national rankings. He's had the... You can follow the coach on Twitter. Use the handle at GoCoach. My head cold has got me punchy here. Go Ducks KG. Let's get to it. Kelly Graves joins us. Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Steve, I'm doing pretty good, man. I didn't know you were under the weather.
A little bit, and obviously I'm coming a little bit unglued here, but I look to rally.
Like I tell my team, toughen up, buttercup. Let's go.
Nice, I like it. So I've told you this before, but when I moved here and started covering college sports, I was told by players and coaches, take nothing for granted. I don't care what your records are. You go on the road in a league like this, you could run into a beast. So this time of year, regardless of the standings, you go to play two of those Pacific Northwest rivals at their place, come home with a sweep. That's always got to be satisfying.
Oh, heck yeah, and especially given the fact that this point in the year, those, you know, your kids know where they are in the standings, both our team and their team. And then you go on the road, and especially your Northwest rivals, like you said, they would want nothing more than to knock us off and be that spoiler. And they're Pac-12 athletes, and anything can happen. So I was actually really proud of our team. I thought we played pretty well this weekend. Two double figure wins. They were both convincing.
As far as Washington State, you know, it's hard enough to compete in this league, but then Coach Daugherty have to deal with three suspended starters, including Louise Brown, who was the high scorer in the first game against you. They scored 47 points in the second half. So how much, as a coach, could you appreciate the effort of a team shorthanded like that, battling against such a good team like yours?
Well, I mean, I was... It didn't surprise me that the kids, you know, I think sometimes, and listen, kids are young, they make mistakes, but they know better, and sometimes better off without some knuckleheads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they played hard, and just ask Oregon State. Oregon State escaped with their life. You know, Washington State took them to overtime, and actually Washington State probably should have won that game. So, you know, it just shows the resilience of those Cougars. You know, they rallied behind each other and the coaching staff for making that decision, and they played really, really hard. So, you know, I give them a lot of credit for that.
Over the past couple weeks, we kind of been wait and see when it comes to Lexi Bando. When's she coming back? What will she look like when she gets back on the court, especially with a foot injury? It's tough to keep in shape. So 12 minutes, 3 of 6 on her threes. What did it mean to have her back out there? And how did she come out of it as far as how she's feeling?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Steve, she comes in. What did she play, like 6 minutes in the first half? We were limited to 10 to 12 minutes for the game. And she comes in, hits three in a row. And it just goes to show you what a dynamic difference she makes with our team. It was great to see. It's like she didn't even miss a beat. And it was so good to see her out there. She was chomping at the bit. She's one of those players that, you know, she wants to play. And she bugs you about it every day. Coach, I can play. I can play. And no, we got to do what the doctors say. So it was awesome to have her out there. And Sabrina found her right in that corner that she loves and hits her first and then hits another one and then hits one that was guarded, a deep one. So good to have her back. And hopefully we'll get her for a few more minutes for each of the games this weekend.
Talking Oregon hoops with Coach Graves, you know, you look at the numbers Sabrina posted yesterday, and you'd be crazy to take 17 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds for granted. But then I'm looking at 38 minutes, just one turnover as often as she handles the ball. I mean, that's just a lethal level of efficiency, isn't it?
It is. You know, we come to expect so much from her. Those are actually great numbers by most people's standards, but pretty pedestrian for her. I had people say, hey, what was wrong with Sabrina this weekend? And,
wow.
You know, that's the bar she has set for herself. But yeah, she, I thought, had a, you know, she had a smart weekend, Steve, in that other kids were getting it done. I mean, Ruthie Hebert, I'm sure we'll talk about
yeah.
her, but you know, she was, this is what Sabrina does. Whatever we need, that's what the role she'll fill. And we didn't really need her to score much this weekend. And so she filled other roles and did a great job doing it.
Now, along those lines, Maite Cazorla, who had a little trouble with her shot on this trip, 2 of 7 against the Huskies, 1 of 4 yesterday, but 11 assists without a turnover against the Dogs, 5 more assists yesterday. I mean, what does that say about a veteran player who, despite struggling with her shot, just will not let it diminish how she contributes?
Well, she's a winner and a great point guard, and I think her and Sabrina combined are one of the top 3 or 4 backcourts in all the country, in my opinion. On any given night, those kids can get you double-figure assists, sometimes even both of them. And like you said, when she's not shooting, she finds other ways. And she is a leader on that court. You know, she gets us into her offense and keeps us organized better than anybody else. And, you know, but maybe we need to hurt her hand and nearly break her hand again so she gets that shooting touch back.
You know, you alluded to her, and you didn't think I was going to let you get out of here. We're talking about...
I figured. Yeah. You're a professional, Steve.
So not only did Sabrina, but Ruthie gets to the 1,000-point club as a sophomore. And I know you're a baseball guy. You know, her performance in the wins against Washington and Washington State, almost the college basketball version of a perfect game. I mean, that's just unbelievable what we saw this weekend.
Crazy numbers. After she goes 13 of 15 at Washington, I kind of joked. I said, I can't believe you missed two shots. I mean, come on, Ruth, you've got to focus more. Well, she took it to heart because then she goes 12 for 12 at Washington State and 5 for 5 from the line. So, yeah, indeed, it was a perfect game. But 25 of 27 from the field on the weekend. I was joking with Coach McKenna, who I know you have on each week today, and we both determined that the over under might be 2 on each of our teams on the number of our players that could do that in during warm-ups, during layup lines. So 25 of 27, you know.
Wow.
I mean, that's an incredible feat, and she's doing it against defense in a real life game. So wow, just fantastic. Deservedly gets named the Pac-12 player of the week this week, and I'm just really happy for her. She did a great job on the boards as well.
Nah, that's just laser focus. Couple of final thoughts on Friday. Sabali didn't have her shot, but 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Then yesterday, 17 points, hit some threes, made some really nice drives to the bucket. So now 27 games in, she started 18. How are you and your staff feeling about maybe where her game now is as a freshman? Because, man, you could certainly see the flashes and where this is headed.
Yeah, no doubt. And she's a typical freshman in that she's a little up and down. That's going to happen, especially in Pac-12 games and especially on the road. But you see the brilliance that's coming. And when she's on, she's really on. And, you know, one thing that people forget is she's the 3rd or 4th option. So it's not like we're running a lot of stuff for her. And so to put the numbers up that she does, I think, is a real testament to how good she really is. So it's fun. And I'll tell you, she's, I think, the X factor. Once we get into postseason play and the NCAA tournament, I think she's the one that will make a big difference in how far we go. So because you know what you're going to get with Sabrina and Maite and Ruthie and, to some degree, Bando. But if we can get production out of Satu, I'm telling you, we're going to be a tough out.
And lastly, I mean, obviously everybody knows Monday the UCLA game looms, you know, primetime ESPN. But Friday against USC, you know, you guys played a grinder in that first one down to the wire. But this Trojan team, dangerous and probably tournament bound for sure.
Yes, on both accounts. Yeah, they are athletic. They're tough defensively. They got a couple of kids that on any given night can get you 25 or 30. And Kristen Simon, Sadie Edwards, Mazik. You know, those kids can all play. They don't go very deep, but they're athletic. They're the kind of team that's giving us trouble. You know, they turn you over and they turn turnovers into points. So we're gonna have to play well. We're gonna have to take care of the ball. We're gonna have to defend the kids off the dribble, which we've struggled with a little bit. So, sure hope our kids aren't looking forward to Monday's game, because Friday's is going to be a buzzsaw.
Yep, and coming back home with so much on the line, hitting the teeth of the schedule into the home stretch, 6 o'clock on Friday. Coach, always love getting the week kicked off with you. Congratulations on the 2 wins against the Washington schools, and of course, best of luck against the SoCal schools coming up this big weekend.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, Coach Graves.